I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey guys! Welcome back to another week of I May Destroy You with our lovely panel. I'm your host, Sierra Stafford, and I have my three lovely co-hosts, Lauren, Sean, and Sanai. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, hey!
I'm good. Thank you.
Good to see you guys again. So we're on episode 5 of I May Destroy You. And I just have to say, as the more we watch, the more I'm like falling in love with the show, the more I'm kind of more understanding what's going on. So I love how they just dive right into the episode. So the episode starts off with Arabella and, you know, Zane. They're still hitting it off. They're still, you know, it wasn't like a drive-by. He's still there with her. So I want to ask you guys before we get into deep, did we think that they were going to continue this relationship, like business and personal, or just like, did we think there was going to be a personal relationship with them on the level that they are? Well, as of now, we'll get into the.
Go ahead, Lauren. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. I didn't think that they were a personal relationship after Arabella found out about the whole condom trick. I honestly thought that that she would just kind of leave Zane alone and they would just work together more on a professional level. So I was like, okay, that's an interesting choice.
Yeah, I agree. Interesting. What about you, Sean?
I don't think anyone gave it any thought. Like, it was just like, well, we're just kind of here. Like, I don't think there was a lot of like, are we going to be together? I just think it was like, this is cool for now. You know, you're pretty much, you're kind of safe, at least. And, you know, I think, like, I don't want to be alone. And, you know, I kind of confronted you. So I think we're okay. You know, I don't think there was a lot of thought put into it.
Yeah. Okay. Anything you want to ask tonight?
Yeah. I disagree with both of you guys. And I feel that if the condom trick was played on me, I don't know how she does it. Because to be honest, I think most of us would have just cut him off completely. I would have found a different person to replace him. I mean, he's not the only person out here. So I just thought it was a little bit different, but that's her steez. And I just know that she has a high tolerance level.
You know, I kind of got to agree with you a little bit tonight, because when I watched it, I mean, because the episode opened up with them. So I was like, oh. In the bed at that. So I was like, oh, okay, well, nice to meet you again. And I felt like, I kind of agree with you, for her to confront him last episode about it, and he kind of, you know, tell him like, well, I thought you knew, you know, you didn't feel it. I thought, you know, her reaction would be after that conversation, no, like that's a no blow. But we're gonna get more into that topic, and I feel like how we kind of back up why she continued to talk to him. So we'll get more into that till it might make more sense. But I do love that after that, you know, we got that healthy side of her in the beginning of the episode as well. You know, her therapist told her, you know, try to do yoga, start painting, and she did some yoga, and then she also switches and started doing listen to a podcast. And coincidentally, the podcast was, you know, is it rape or to take your condom off during sex or something along that line. That was what the podcast was about. So that, listen to that podcast, that restruck a nerve in her, like, hold up. I just went through the same thing that they're saying. You know, I can relate to this. And she storms out and he comes out. He's out the shower. Like, where the heck did she go? So in that moment, do you think it was just she realized like, okay, wow, maybe it really was wrong? Or she was like, dang, the fact that I can hear someone else speak on this, and now I'm like, dang, I feel stupid. So, like, what do you think was going on through her head in that moment? Because she stormed out. She didn't say nothing. She just listened and was like, okay, no, I got to dip. And he was in there.
I think it was a lot for her to take on all at once. Because, you know, if you've ever heard someone say like, oh, I didn't even know I was sexually assaulted. I didn't know that was part of it. So I think her uncovering it and knowing it, and I think it shocked her a bit, because I feel in the back of her mind, she knew it was something wrong, but she tried to convince herself otherwise. But then once the information came to her, like, baby girl, this is the facts. This is what it is. I think that really made her just want to say like, oh my God, I gotta get out of here, because it was a shock to her. Yeah.
Basically being sexually assaulted twice now.
But yeah.
Anyone else?
Yeah, I well, go ahead, Lauren. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, you got it. You got it.
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, like, to my first point of, like, no one's, I don't think she's really conscious of what they're doing, and she's just kind of reacting. You know, I think, you know, she heard that podcast, was like, well, I got to get the hell out of here. And then, like, I mean, because she, like, literally walked out with just a shirt on and no pants, you know, then went, I guess, a thrift store, bought some pants. Like, she's just, like, you know, she's just reacting. You know, she's just trying to get through. And, you know, obviously then does the whole thing and, like, gets her hair, like, totally revamped. And it was like, okay, she's just trying to, like, strip something away here. That's kind of what I got.
I like that.
I'm not going to lie. I'm glad the wig is kind of gone.
I like her bald hair. You know, they say when girls cut their hair, it's a new beginning. So
yes.
She's serious.
Whenever a woman changes her hair, something happened. You know, something happened. Mm. Yes. No, I definitely agree with what Sean said, because it makes so much sense. Because I did not know, I know that later, but she left, but guess what? She came back and then she painted with him. So it's like, she really feeling, she heard it and she was shocked, and she, like Sean said, she had to get out of there. It's so interesting.
I think a part of me, and I feel bad for saying this, but I feel like Zayn is a good guy. I really do think they really liked each other. Now, hold on, don't crucify me yet, because I'm not saying what he did was okay. I'm saying I think he didn't have, I don't think he thought, like, oh, if I, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know what I'm trying to say. Don't make it sound bad. But
I don't know.
Well, no, I don't know. I'm not saying him taking it off was okay. I'm saying, okay, before that scene, before the whole sex scene, you know, think about Arabella and how their relationship worked. He seemed like a cool guy. They both have the same career, so they can relate on a lot. So I don't think, so I feel like she probably already was deep into feelings with him, and he probably was like, okay, well, maybe she wouldn't care. Not saying it's okay. I'm just saying, like, so it's kind of like, dang, I thought Zayn was going to be, you know, the one that kind of distract her from Biagio, then you do this. So it's kind of like, I was kind of room for you, but it's like, I have no choice now but to kick you to the curb, because you just can't do nothing like that.
I don't agree with you, but I could maybe see where you're coming from if he hadn't done it to that other girl. So he's done it twice. So I definitely don't think he's a good guy. He's not a good guy at all. This is a repeated behavior, and you haven't learned from it. So I think you're trash, actually.
Yeah, I forgot about twice, that. Sorry.
Twice that we know of.
Their girl. So I take
that we know of.
Twice that we know of. Which leads me to believe there's a long list.
It's not it. I could see that, but I would only see that in terms of if he would have immediately apologized, like, oh my goodness, like he didn't do any of that to show any remorse. And then on top of that, you did it to another woman. So, sweetheart, you know, he has a lot of explaining to do. One time, okay, like, maybe your theory would work, Sierra, but this man is a two-time offender. And at this point, we're not asking the right questions in order to figure him out.
True. No, yeah. So, because I know people go come for us in the comments. So, just a disclaimer, I forgot about the second woman. So I agree with you guys. I forgot it was a second woman. I forgot it was just Arabella. But, I mean, regardless, though, whether 1, 2, 1,000, he was still wrong. So, we all can agree on that. But more so, good news or better news for Arabella. So, you know, she rushed to get her hair done, and she gets a call from her agent. And that, you know, this big time owner publicist wants to meet with Arabella and, you know, go over the draft with her. So Susie is her name. And Susie was a Black woman. And, you know, Arabella loved that. You know, she was in shock. Like, oh my gosh, like, you're the big dog. You're a Black woman. And I think that kind of symbolizes a lot, because, you know, in this world today, you know, you don't really see that, you know, Black woman being the head of some big writing company or any company, really, to, you know, to be honest. So I feel like that was a good moment for her to kind of throw that little, you know, in there for the culture. But, you know, they want her to read her draft, which I was kind of, because, you know, she didn't really, I don't think she was ready to, you know, to do any of this, as we saw. But, you know, they were very interested in her work and wanted her to read at the writing summit, which was, that's a good thing. And she wanted her friend Terry to read it. And so I felt like, okay, that's a good friend move for her to do, like, allow Terry to read it. You know, she's trying to be an upcoming actress. Now, I don't like, I just gave Susie some credit, but what I don't like is when she kind of asked Arabella, like, is your friend white? Okay, good. Well, it's not that I don't like it, but it was kind of like, what was the point? Like, do we think that was relevant to know what her race was, you know, to read the, go ahead, Lauren.
So I was kind of thinking the same thing you were, but then I thought she's asking her these questions for a reason, because if it was coming from a white person, it wouldn't sound authentic to the viewers and the readers. So since a Black woman wrote it, she's saying another Black woman should read it because she could probably understand it more. So at first I was kind of like, why is she asking that? But then I was like, well, it does kind of make a difference, you know, just understanding it.
Yeah, I think she just, it was just very like as straightforward, but it's like when you're the boss, you just got to come correct. So, I mean, I give it to her, like she got to come correct. So that makes sense. So I want to talk about how we're going to jump to the actual summit, because it's a lot that tied into this topic. And, you know, Terry, you know, she was down for the cause, you know, she was happy, like, you know, we birthed together, we died together, that whole scenario they had. And, you know, once they got there, she called major stage fright. And I'm like, okay, Terry, this is not the time, the place, or the moment now. Granted, you know, there's nothing wrong with having stage fright, but it's like, you know, if your friend has a big moment like that, it's like, you got to tighten up, sis, you got to get it done. And, but it's okay because, you know, Arabella, she held it down and she basically airs out, instead of talking about the draft, she just airs out Zane and calls him a rapist and give very descriptive details on the scenario that happened. I did not expect that at all. He looked like he was about to pass out on the stage and, you know, he walks off and everyone is like, cameras off his face. So overall thoughts, did you think, I want to ask you guys, do you think that, I mean, I'm not shaming her for doing it there. I mean, I feel like that was a bold move for her to do and to get that out there. But do you think that was the place she should have done it at, or she should have waited?
I'll jump in. First of all, I like that she says, he's not a little rapey. He's not kind of rapey. He's a rapist. Like, there's no degrees of rape. Either you rape somebody, you didn't. So I like that they, because, you know, you hear that a lot. Like, well, you kind of rape or a little rape. No. You raped her. You pulled off the condom without consent. You raped her. So I love that she did. As soon as Terry started getting stage fright, I was like, oh, something's about to go down. And you could see it. I mean, they were telegraphing it in her face, in Arabella's face. Like, she's going to do something. I was not expecting that, but I loved it. I loved that she just put him on blast. And then, like, just like, he had nowhere to go. Everybody's got a camera on him. Like, it was like, this is what should happen to these people. They should be put on blast like this. Because this guy, this has happened a lot of times. This guy has learned to be a rapist, and because he's gotten away with it. This is the only way these people respond to, or this is the only way you change this, or at least stop it from happening again for this guy specifically. Like, this is a learned behavior. So I love that he did this, or I'm sorry, that she did this.
After that, the only thing is, I wonder the long-term effects Arabella will have after everything has gone down too, because it's also causing for her to like relive it all over again. And even with it being so fresh and so new, that is one thing that I was concerned about. But other than that, I was like, same with you, Sean, put him on blast, because that's what I think is going to help you know, move the world forward and for people to understand it, is call your people out, call your friends out, call these people out who are doing this, so then they can bring light to what's going on. Cause that's just ridiculous. Like the whole condom, the fact that it's a trick, that's what makes this even more sickening to me.
Yeah, it's insidious.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know if it was necessarily the right time, but when is ever the right time? You know, I feel like she was going through so many emotions. She just left the police station. You know, they're close to finding the person who raped her. So I feel like everything was just building up inside. She had to say it. And unfortunately, it just happened to be at that moment. And I thought it was amazing that it was all caught on camera. The only negative thing I will say about it is, Terry kind of let me down. I'm not going to lie. Let me down. You're supposed to be this amazing actress and going out for all these auditions, and you can't even read, you know, a few pages of
I definitely agree. I was a little disappointed in Terry, but she was dang sure there for her after when the camera was out and afterwards on social media. But I mean, hey, whatever works for them. But I want to say really fast about Zayn. It's kind of ironic how, you know, because he found out about Arabella's first assault during the meeting that they had. So he was kind of like, you know, why didn't you ever tell me this, that, and the third? So it's kind of like, I think that's why it made me say what I said earlier. Cause I feel like he's in denial about it. Like he probably don't think what he did was wrong. And so, cause it's like, how could you be so caring for her to find out someone else did it, but you did the same thing. So it's kind of like, maybe he don't understand that doing that, taking off a condom on somebody without someone's permission, that's rape. And I feel like a lot of men probably do that and don't know that that's what that is, because they feel like, well, we're already having sex, so it don't matter. Well, no, she agreed to have sex with you with the condom on, not with that one, especially if y'all not even, you know what I'm saying, together like that. So I think that's kind of what Zayn is probably battling with. It's not okay, once again, but I'm trying to understand, like, why was he so, like, caring there, but then, you know, he got blasted for basically being the same thing, so.
Sierra, could I just play devil's advocate for a second to your point?
Yeah.
What I was getting was more because you see that Arabella was very subliminally saying that he raped her too, because he said it. You know, he said Zayn raped me, and then he said, you know, and then he asked her, "Wait, what did you say?" He said, "Oh, no, that guy, you know, raped me." So I think what you were getting was his concern about him being accused, not about her being raped by someone else. He was looking out for number one.
For himself.
I'll just put that up there.
So you think he's looking out for himself?
Yes. He was concerned that she thought he raped her, not that she had gotten raped.
Oh. Okay.
I didn't look at it that way.
I'm telling you, there's so many guys that are out there like this that just think they can get away with it because they're smooth. You know, they're not holding someone down in a parking lot. You know, it's so much more insidious to me, and it's so awful to me that people get taken advantage of like this. So I'm sorry. It's a little bit of a hot button for me.
Yeah, no, I agree, because like I said last episode, like, anything could happen, you know. Even if she did get pregnant, you could have gave her something, you know. So it's a lot of bad that could have came from that moment where you thought you had the power to do something like that without telling her. So, I mean, it really does suck. And one thing that was good about it that, well, not good, but, you know, she got a call saying that they did get results back. And that said that they found some DNA on the flannel that she wore, and, you know, that she needs to contact Biagio because, you know, she had dealings with him and that type of thing. Now, I kind of forgot that he still had no clue about what has happened to her. But I want to say, because when they asked her, like, you know, does he know? Why does he know? In my mind, in the beginning, I'm kind of thinking, well, I mean, they're not even on, you know, we always try to figure out how the relationship is as it is. So it's kind of like, I don't think I would see why she would tell him. I'm not saying she can't and she doesn't, you know, want to, but I don't see why that would be her first instinct to tell her, like, oh, I was assaulted. Especially if we see that she's still trying to put together the pieces. She don't even know what all happened. She's still having traumatized, you know, with flashbacks. She's in a therapist. So it's kind of like she barely have all the pieces together to be going to tell this halfway dude that loves her sometimes, loved her, you know, about, oh, I just got assaulted. So did you guys think that she should have told him? Or, yeah, go ahead.
So that scene, it really, I don't want to say confused me, but I do not think that's how the real world operates at all, first of all, because this man is in a whole nother country. Why do you need his DNA sample? That was my first question. He was not in Italy, or no, she's in London. So he was in Italy, she's in London. They weren't even in the same country when the rape happened. Why do you need his DNA sample? If she told you all the people she was with that night, why are you contacting him? So that part, I really didn't understand at all. Just like what kind of police station is this? But with her having to tell him, I think if she really wanted a relationship with him, she should tell him. It's not going to be easy at all. But I think by now she could have opened up to him if they really do talk every day like she told them. No? You don't think so?
Oh, no, I'm saying their relationship. I'm just still iffy about it. That's all.
Okay.
Well, I think that's a great point, Lauren, because, yeah, like, this is not CSI. You know, he wasn't even in the country. You're right. I didn't even think about that. He shouldn't even be on the list. So that, you're right. That's a great point. But I also think the reason she hasn't told him is because if you notice, we always see the flashbacks, and it's like magic time when she flashes back with him, right? It's all gauzy, it's all beautifully shot, like, and I think she's kind of got this relationship in a separate, in a nice little box, nice little package that she kind of remembers. It probably wasn't quite as magic as she remembers, but I think that she thinks he will think she's like almost damaged goods now. So I think that's what's kind of keeping her from telling him, because he's, you know, he's old school Italian, you know, I mean, and we saw his reaction, like he's essentially blaming her for it. It's like, yeah. So I think that's part of the reason she hasn't told him till now. I don't think it's right. I think she should have told him if you want to have a relationship with this guy. But I think for her this relationship is this otherworldly thing that doesn't really exist.
It's not going to work. Their relationship, it's a soul dream. It's not going to work.
I agree.
I still think from last episode, he could have at least called her or something to make sure she got home. So I'm still stuck on that part. And frankly, like, because they're not dating, she doesn't need to tell him. They're not together. And, you know, it's like you have to ask the man to be your boyfriend. So, I mean, that's your evidence right there that you're not to, you don't really need to say, you know, like he's not actively involved. To me, if he was more actively involved in her life, I mean, because I don't get telling him, what is it going to do? It's not like he's going to be your macho man and try to find the man and ruffle him up or anything.
And
like
I agree with that. I definitely agree with you, but I'm just trying to figure out where she came in saying they talk every day. Like, if y'all talk every day, what are y'all talking about? You know, like, but what exactly are you talking about?
That could have been a lie, because, you know, she was just saying, just talking to the, so she probably just was saying something just to make it sound good. So that could have been a lie. I mean, we don't know, but.
Lauren's BS detector was on.
Exactly. Like,
well, I mean, I'm not here for them, but we're going to get more to why we are not here for them. And, you know, why I'm agreed that she didn't tell him. And I want to say really fast, Terry kind of gave a little low blow in the midst of that. And I'm like, Terry, I feel like Terry was kind of acting off this episode. I don't know what's going on, but did you guys get off from Terry? Like, cause it's kind of like, why would you front street your friend in this moment? For one, that was unnecessary. Like calling him a chop drug lord or something like that. And I'm like,
yes, Italian drug lord.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what does that have to do with the DNA? Like you said, Lauren, earlier, for one, I still don't even know why we're getting his DNA. So it's just like, that whole scene was just, I was so lost. I was so confused. But
I'm questioning her friendship each and every episode. Like, she gets more questionable and questionable and questionable each and every time. And this episode, she was looking a tad bit like a hater. Because not even a tad bit.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of whole bit. Hater vibes.
I got some jealousy in there when, you know, she did kind of throw that, oh, I'm glad you haven't told him yet. There still needs to be secrets between us. And then, you know, she said something about, the police said, oh, you haven't told him. And she said, still. And then Arabella came back and said, no sparkling. I thought that was a
good
comment.
That was so funny.
That was funny. I'm like, okay, girl.
Yeah, I agree. We're gonna have to keep our eye on Terry. But one thing that came kind of sort of good out of this was Kwame was inspired to share what happened with him. Now, he still hasn't shared with his friends just yet, but he went straight to the police, which I don't blame him for, you know, go to people that can get the job done. He still needs to tell his friends, of course, because, you know, they can all relate. You know, they've all been through some, you know, situations like this. But we saw that he Googled I've actually pulled it up. He actually Googled, is non-consensual humping. So he kind of Googled that as they're walking out of the station to kind of see like, okay, is mine worth it? Did I really get raped? You know, was this wrong? And, you know, he got the idea that it is wrong. So he goes to police and his story goes totally opposite of what we thought. Now, I will say, I think last week we kind of hinted like it may be different for him because, you know, in the beginning they did have consensual sex. And then we saw what happened afterwards. Oh, come on, Sean.
I called it. I'm telling you, I called that last week because there was consensual, like there was going to be almost impossible to prove anything. And then unfortunately, I didn't want to be right. I did not want to be right because I love Kwame. And he got, I mean, that face of his is so sad. Man, he can't catch a break, this poor guy.
But I want to say shout out to Michaela, because the guy who plays the cop was in Chewing Gum. So I see her bringing some familiar faces around.
Oh, nice.
Like, okay. But with that being said, he pissed me off. You know, I get it. You have a job. You have a form to fill out. He couldn't get past the name. The name was like, and Kwame's like, look, man, forget the name. I have this address. Go get this guy. And he's like, no, I don't need the address. Just give me a name. He's basically like, give me any name. And I'm like, are you kidding me now? And then the description, I was just like, this is too much. And then he wants to change it to what? Special unit crime. I was just like, this is terrible. And if this really is what rape victims have to go through, I completely see why they don't even step foot in the police office.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I definitely agree with that statement. Because even, not, I'm sorry, Sanaa, if you're about to say something, but even if the police officer, he kind of was coming at him harsh, but you see the lady that walked in, the white lady, she goes, are you okay? And he goes, yeah. She was like, oh, I was just kidding. And I'm like... So
I think she said, I was just checking.
Yeah.
I was just checking.
Yeah. Not, I was just kidding.
Or she said, I was just checking.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then she like, cause he was about to say something else and she hurried up and left.
She didn't say that, but I kind of got a cold shoulder from her. She wasn't, it was kind of like very brushy off though. So
no, right. She definitely, it was cold, but it wasn't kidding though. It wasn't that cold.
Not that cold. I just feel like that whole department has some sketchiness going on, but it kind of hurt my feelings because we know what happened to him wasn't consensual. So it's kind of like, even I feel like you have to listen to these people's stories, and if he's telling you this happened, I feel like it's your job to figure out more details, you know. And Kwame said, you know, well, we kind of keep it discreet on these apps, this, that, and the third. So I mean, I feel like the guy was kind of playing with his emotions. I feel like something could have been done. I don't think, like I said, I don't know how the department works. I've never dealt with this, but I feel like a name, does that really matter as much if you have other evidence? You know, if you have other evidence, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not sure, but I just feel like they kind of let him down. You can see he was very let down. He didn't even have nothing to say back when they said, well, you know, I talked to them. They said it's non-consensual. It was consensual, so we can't do anything about it. And he had no words. He was just like, okay, I'm just going to go. So he had no fight in him. So I just feel really bad. Do we feel like, I mean, I don't know if he can get anything results out of this, but do we think he's going to be okay? Do you think he's going to go retaliate? Because he still hasn't told his friends. He just got let down by the police office. So it's kind of like, what, just live with it?
I think the problem is round one was consensual. Round two, that was something totally different. And so I think he's going to eventually try to take it into his own hands, because I think his friends aren't going, I think they might believe him. I think Annabella will definitely believe him, but his other circle of friends that he has, I'm a little iffy. They might not believe him, because the first time it was consensual. So I think he's just going to get probably fed up and take it to the street.
Well, just to put Terry on even more blast, you know, what did she say when they get out the door? Oh, is nobody available around here? Right? Like, now technically you could say Kwame, you know, he's kind of this, his reputation precedes him. But end of the day, a victim's a victim. And I would agree with Sanaa. I don't think the friends are going to be very helpful. I think obviously Arabella will be very sympathetic, but I think you're right, Sanaa. I think he might take it to the streets.
If he does, that will be a nice surprise, because he seems like such a gentle soul. You know, he does yoga. I don't really see him as a fighter. So, I mean, I'd love to see it, but I don't know if it's going to happen that way. I feel like he's just going to be one of those cases where it's just, well, I tried and nothing happened. So he just goes about living his life, and he's going to eat him up inside. I feel like something will happen, but I don't think it will be retaliation towards Horny Man 028 or whatever his name was.
Yeah. I mean, I would hope so, because you never know. Some situations you get put in, it can bring out a whole nother beast in you. And to get turned down in front of people that are supposed to protect and serve you like that, we never know what this might spark up in him. So, I mean, I can see it going both ways. I can see him retaliating. I can see him kind of brushing under the rug. But I hope he does get some type of justice, because even if they don't know what happened, we saw what happened. He deserves that justice for him. So I really do hope that he gets that, because it's really sad. And I don't know if this made me sad. It made me sad. It made me pissed. I was just all over the place. But we see that Arabella, she finally has that conversation with Biagio. Hmm. And, you know, they're on FaceTime. She's telling him. And he's like, he's basically upset, because I feel like he's more upset because he's a drug lord. You know, he doesn't want to be dealing with any type of bad, you know, anything that can put him in a bad predicament, I guess. And, you know, he just kind of basically blamed her, and his exact words were, if you watched her drink, you wouldn't have been raped. And I immediately was like, excuse me? How dare you even fix your mouth to say that to her? So when she hung up, I said, hang up, block him, and don't look back. Because that's to go show, I say, he ain't never been solid from the jump. That's why I'm saying I wasn't team Biagio, because he didn't show consistency. He just showed, okay, babe, we can have a good time, but it's like, I'm not going to give you all of this if you're give me the short hand of the stick. So, I mean, I didn't expect him to go that ruthless, but I wasn't as surprised as his reaction. I knew he would be upset. Did you guys expect that out of him? Whoever's been team Biagio?
I don't think any of us are at this point. I mean, I agree. I knew he would be upset, but I did not expect him to basically blame her for it. And I feel like that's what a lot of people do in today's society. Well, if you would have been more careful, if you would have watched this. But yes, as ladies, we know 100%, if you put a drink down, don't pick it back up. You know, like, especially in LA, like, you know, I know. Wow. If you put it down, leave it, walk away, go get a new one, or go get some water. I don't know. Just don't touch it. But I don't think it's fair to blame the woman for it. It's not like she was asking for any of that. So I think he's horrible for blaming her. And all these men just need to be canceled. Pretty much everyone on this show except for Kwame needs to be canceled.
I agree.
Wow. I will say, just kind of speaking from the male point of view, a lot of times what we will get angry when we can't do anything. And so while I don't condone him blaming her, because that's not right, I think the reaction was, why did you do that? You know better. Like, there's that thing. And of course, in that moment, that's the last thing you want to hear. I have been guilty of, you know, with my wife being like, I told you don't do that. It's like, that's not what we need right now, Sean. We need you to be like, shut the hell up and hug me. You know, so I will say, just from the male perspective, we tend to get angry and get aggressive and want to fix it as opposed to hug it out. So all that being said, he's still an idiot. And I agree. Cancel him. He's done.
I want to look. I got to do with you. Oh, go ahead. So I was going to.
I'm just going to say I agree, because he wasn't nothing from the beginning. And she better not ask him to be her boyfriend ever again. I don't ever want her to ask him that or any other man moving forward. And second of all, just cancel him, because he should not. She should have told him, well, if you were with me, you could have been the drink police, because obviously that's what you love to do anyway.
She made a great point. She said, you tell me don't take drinks from strangers, but you gave me a drink when I didn't know you. Like, oh, okay, sis.
I just feel like Biagio, he's one of those men that they say a lot because of who they are. And, you know, he's a big drug lord. So I feel like he thinks his stuff don't stink. I really get that vibe from him. He just thinks he's just the end all be all. And it's kind of like, but you're really not. You're really not a good dude. And it's like, I feel like he sometimes means well. And like, I guess, Sean, like you said, like, you guys don't know how to say it or express it the right way, but I feel like on certain topics it shouldn't be that hard. If it's a rape, it shouldn't be hard.
No, yeah.
Express sympathy, period. It just doesn't make sense. So Biagio was canceled. She hung up in his face. So let's hope we never see, I mean, we're probably gonna see him again, I'm sure, but I want to say real fast, I really think too, because I feel like he was probably too, because he thinks
he's I'm so sick of that man.
Same. I feel like he's so frustrated because he's like, he kept saying, you know, look what you got me into. He's already kind of blaming her last episode, you know, kind of dogging her out. So it's kind of like, I feel like this, it just added more fuel to the fire for him. Even though we know he's innocent, this, that, and the third, it's just like, sir, I mean, she didn't do this to you on purpose, obviously. This is what the police are asking. So it just kind of sucks because I feel like she's kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. Not really, because she knows what's up now. But, you know, I just wish she could have just breathed a little more, listen first, ask questions first, you know, ask like what's going on, what they say, what are they looking for, you know, why are they involving me, you know, just be an adult about it instead of just lashing out on a rape victim, you know, as if she's not the one going through it. So, yeah, he's canceled. For sure, canceled. And I do love that end of the episode. So, you know, she started crying, but I love Arabella and Michaela. I'm going to give it to her all as a whole. I feel like this last scene symbolized her true strength. You know, she started crying after she hung up with him and then starts taking pictures immediately after, you know, holding up the fist. And, you know, I feel like her getting that social media recognition, they kept calling her Shiro, you know, for kind of putting Zayn on blast. So I kind of feel like that kind of helped her regain her confidence and like, you know what, forget these men, you know, like, you don't agree, Lauren?
Oh. Girl, we all have such different interpretations. You know what I thought?
That's pretty good, though.
I was like, oh, she has a multiple personality disorder. Like, she went from literally crying to...
Wow.
I was like, oh, you crazy. Like, that, like literally. I'm like, you are crazy.
That
like,
ain't
who
right,
does
Lauren.
That,
that ain't wow. right.
No.
Okay, let me ask you a question. You've never been sad about something. Like, let's be real. You've never been sad about something, crying your heart out, and then you'd be like, okay, forget this. I'm back. You know, you toughen up. I know we've all been there. Because for one, who wants to sit there and be sad? Let's start there.
No, absolutely. But sis, I'm not going to go have a whole photo shoot 5 seconds after I just cried. Like,
maybe that's the way
the
she
switch.
Cried. Yeah.
Wow. The switch wow. was just too easy. I was like, oh, you need to go back to therapy. That was
it was quick, but I mean, okay, I can get that because I mean, I will give you that. That could be like it could be not healthy to do that. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. It could be not healthy for her to do that, but I think in the moment to see how everything went down for her to be able to do that after crying like that, after being told something like that, it's like, okay, Arabella, yeah, you better move on. You know, you better toughen up. So I mean, that's how to get.
And that's a good point because in the chat, E Starkey, shout out to you, E Starkey. Let me know in the chat if I'm saying your name right. But they said she started getting stronger once she cut her hair or she shaved her hair. And that's probably part of it too. She probably doesn't want to. I took it as she didn't want to continue to stay in that same emotion. Like she wants to evolved. I mean, that's why she took her hair, you know, she shaved her hair off to become a new person. And sometimes, you know, I'm sorry, Sean, but a lot of you men have us women messed up. And so once we get into that part, like of not being sad, I know sometimes it could just switch. Like, why am I crying? Like I'm, you know, I feel beautiful or whatever would make her feel better in the moment. Now, I think the switch was just too fast for Miss Lauren. She wanted it to be at least, Miss Lauren has a 3 to 5 business day policy. You got to
3 to 5 hours. You could give her some hours, 3 to 5 hours, okay?
Well, I'll just say too, and you're right, Sanda, we do have you messed up and I am not on that list, but I know that that a lot of us are. So I will own that as a man in this world. However, I'm kind of more with Lauren. I didn't necessarily think personality or crazy, but I also think there's this thing of like with this younger generation, because I'm the old head in the club, that the phone is kind of one of your friends in this time, you know, like and that whole thing of taking the picture and like, okay, now. Like, this is almost some kind of therapy for her. Like, I would never do that. Like, I'm like, I look awful right now. I was just crying. I'm not going to take a picture of myself. But that's how I roll. She is just like, I mean, she just puts it all out there. So I think it's on brand for Arabella. and maybe even Michaela, I don't know, but it's very interesting that the personality thing, that's a new thing, Lauren. I like that.
Yeah, I agree. I like Sanaa said, I think that's just how she coped. Because me personally, I agree. I don't like how people vent to social media. Me personally, I wouldn't just start crying she didn't cry to social media, but you know, I wouldn't be that strong to do that. But I mean, maybe that's just how she copes. We'll see if it worked or not. We'll see. You know, this show keeps surprising us. So that wraps up episode 5. So let's get into some news and gossip.
All right. So our girl Michaela turned down $1 million from Netflix for this show initially, because she was like, let me get 5% of my copyright. And they were like, sorry, that's not how we roll. We own everything. So she said, you can take $1 million and you can walk away with it, go somewhere else. So then she went to, she actually ended up ending her relationship with CAA because they were pushing her to take it.
Wow.
Because of the back end that they were going to get. So she was like, I got to go somewhere else. So then in the fall of 2017, she went to BBC. And they offered her everything she wanted, a seat at the table on the production side, full creative control, and then HBO jumped in as co-producer too. And then, of course, the show debuted in June to some of TV's best reviews of 2020. So good on you, Michaela. She said no to Netflix. Wow, how many of us could say that?
I mean,
you know what? She knows her worth. When you know your worth, you won't settle for less.
You know, I want to say shout out to her, because in the Black community, it's very important for us to keep our rights, keep ownership, and to be able to really have something of our own that we can say is Black owned. That's not fair to have, you know, all of this work that you've done, you've shot, you've done everything to get nothing. And just money? No. And I respect her because she decided to walk away from the money and keep it in the long run. So shout out to you, girl. Okay. Yes.
That shows her true passion. She's not money hungry. That's just her true passion. So I agree. Shout out to you, Michaela. Don't let these people try to run you. And it's kind of sad that they would do that to her. But like they say, all those no's gonna get you to that yes. So don't settle. Don't give up. So thank you for Michaela for, you know, showing us that, and thank you, Sean, for sharing that with us.
Yes,
that was good great, stuff. Sean.
That was great. Yes. So, till next week, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to episode 5. Hopefully, episode 6 gives us a way more juiciness. I'm your host, Sierra Stafford. You can find me on my social media at Sierra Stafford TV. And Lauren, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Lauren the Truth, and check out my website, lauren-patricia.com.
It's Sean.
You can find me on the. You said Sean, right?
Yes.
We always. That's it twice.
I'm gonna have to enunciate.
Okay. You can find me on Instagram at SeanStar75, on Twitter at GorillaSuitSean, and on the AEW Wrestling After Show Wednesdays at 8:00.
Yes. Okay.
Ooh,
I love
that.
Best for last.
Now it's me. Shout out to Eastaki in the chat. Thanks for interacting with us. Make sure to see us next week too, because I love chatting with you in the chat. Yeah. Also, you guys can find me on Instagram at @IAM_Sanaa. That's S-A-N-A underscore. And on Twitter, @IAM_Sanaa. And just remember, Black Lives Matter, and they'll always matter.
Yes.
Okay. Go vote.
Yes, please vote. Go vote. Okay, thank you. Bye, guys. See you next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.